Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
So today, you know, we just went through, what, 9 rappers, and I was just pointing out some of the Mercury and Virgo, Mercury, Gemini, and Virgo stuff in their chart. Like I told y'all, the list just kept getting longer and longer. I'm gonna read off some names. If you want to give a one word, two word response to some of these names as I read them off, you feel free. Maybe.
Okay.
You know that game? Remember that game of when I say a word, say the first thing that come to mind?
Mm-hmm.
Let's play that game with this last. All right.
Okay.
So Kanye West is a Gemini.
See, the word that comes to my mind is fucking crazy.
All right. Fair enough. Fair enough.
But I like the old Kanye. I would like to have old Kanye back. You know, it's like he came out as the people's champ. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like he was the down to earth brother. And every single thing that he said in his rhymes back then, he ended up doing it himself. You know what I'm saying? Like he was like, when he said in one of his rhymes, he was like, stay strong, stay with the dude. And then when he get on, he'll leave you for a white girl.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Bam. What did he do? As soon as he got a chance, he jumped with the white girl. Not that I got anything about white folks, but it's like the second half of his career is like the flip of what he was talking about in the first half of his career.
Yeah.
It's like he got money and then just went off the deep end. Now, I will say that I think a lot of that got to do with when his mom passed. He just kind of was lost and still is lost.
Yeah.
But he really, really, really lost me when he jumped on that bandwagon, bro.
Huh.
That MAGA bandwagon.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? All right. 50 Cent has a Mercury. His Mercury and Moon are in Gemini.
50 Cent, one word, gangster.
All right. Ludacris. Yes. Ludacris has his Sun and Mercury in Virgo.
Luda. The word that comes to mind with Luda is entertainer. You know what I mean? He's good in the movies. But like you can kind of compare Luda's videos and music to Missy. He was very creative with his visual images. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And you know, with his voice and things like that. So, well, I say this, creative. You know what I'm saying? Creativity is the word that comes to mind.
DMX, he has a Virgo moon, but he has a sad son, his storyteller, sad son, Virgo moon.
DMX, Rough Rider. I know that's kind of cliche because that's the label that he was on, but like, he epitomized that label. He was just a rough and tumble thug kind of cat who just didn't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
How would you put him on as a great storyteller?
A great, like, I can't think of any stories.
Shoot.
Off the top of my head that he just,
you got,
you know, blew me away with.
Yeah.
But he just gave you that vibe. You know what I mean? Pain.
Yeah.
So that, like, the one word that I would say for him is pain.
Uh-huh.
It's obvious by some of the stuff that he's done, you know, after his away from the mic and entertainment, that he's in a lot of pain. For what reason, I don't know. I don't know what happened to him, but there's a lot of pain that you feel when you listen to his music and when you pay attention to what he's done away from, you know, from the mic.
This next guy you already spoke about a couple of times, you brought him up, Big Daddy Kane.
Big Daddy Kane. The one word is smooth.
I think he's a Virgo.
Smooth, lyrical brother. You know what I'm saying? It's like, he could, like, if you, it's like, if you, they could bring a chair on stage, he could sit in a chair and rip your ass up. Sit back in a chair like this and just rip you up with the mic. You know what I'm saying? Smooth.
Method Man, Gemini Moon.
Meth. Damn, one word for meth is...
It don't have to be one word, but you know.
But meth was just like, he was different. You know what I'm saying? No. He was different than everybody. Like, his style was different. It was like, some people try to fit in, but he tried to not fit in. You know what I'm saying? Mm. If everybody wearing their hat this way, he gonna wear his hat the other way. You know what I'm saying? And his rhymes were like that. And I think that may be a reason why, I mean, some of his albums weren't commercially as successful as they should have been, is because he just was different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Eazy-E has four planets in Virgo.
Easy.
Mm-hmm.
Gangsta. You know what I mean? That's all you can say about Easy, because he was the original. I mean, even though Ice Cube was writing his rhymes, he was basically describing Easy, you know what I mean, in his rhyme. So it's not like Easy was fake, you know what I mean, because Cube was writing his rhymes. Cube was, I mean, and every gangster rhymer around that time was trying to be what Easy actually was.
I'm glad you said that, because the next guy I'm about to name has four planets in Virgo, just like Eazy-E, and he has Eazy-E's name tatted on him. The Game.
Ooh. Oh, Game. Game is vicious. Vicious. Like I don't know personally, like I don't know his background from Compton and all that, but it's like, I don't want to call him evil, but it's like, Game just seems like somebody you don't want to fuck with. You know what I'm saying? And it's funny that you brought him up, because he's one of my favorite MCs as well. I just made a game playlist, and it got like over 100 songs on it.
Oh,
Game is, damn, I don't know, I'm at a loss for words, but like, remember we were talking about honorable mentions?
Yeah.
He's one of my honorable mentions. Nobody ever puts him like in the upper echelon of MCs, like when you start talking about him.
Yeah.
But if you go back and listen to his music, you gotta put him up there. And I mean, he's still putting out music. The thing about it, a lot of people listen to somebody when they first come out, but when they ain't hot no more, they stop listening to him.
Yeah.
I don't do that. Like, if you was hot back then and you come out with something, I'm gonna listen to it.
Yeah.
It may be whack, it may be good, you know what I'm saying? It may be great. And a lot of times, Game, he puts stuff out, and you know, it's not hyped up, but it's great music.
Mm. Now you know how I said Gemini is the masculine side of Mercury,
mm-hmm.
and Virgo is the feminine side of Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know how I talked about Method Man, right?
Right.
And Method Man was a Gemini Moon. Well, even though Method Man was in a supergroup, Wu-Tang, he also grouped up with this other guy, Red Man, who has a Virgo moon, the opposite side of Gemini.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the opposite side of Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
Redman.
I think they complemented
songs together.
Yeah, I think they complemented each other well, not only in music but on the screen. Like How High is one of my classic go-to comedy movies, bro. It was hilarious, and it's funny how natural everything seemed in that movie. You know what I mean? But like, if I had to describe Redman in one word, it would be funky. Like when he first, that first album he came out when Eric Sermon was producing all his songs, Funk Dr. Spock.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.